兄姊妹们早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，喺个零月之前同大家交通过一次啊传福音。
About a month or so ago, I had the opportunity to share, brothers and sisters, in regards to the gospel or evangelism.
啊，唔知大家仲记唔记得
？I wonder if brothers and sisters might still recall.
啊，唔知有冇能够提醒弟兄姊妹们，我哋多啲去传福音。
For us to remember to remind brothers and sisters to involve ourselves in the evangelism even more.
我哋开始，我哋今日咧还有呢、这个负担，要喺传福音呢件事情上边继续嚟到交通。
For this morning, I continue to have this burden in my heart to share with brothers and sisters along this message of evangelism.
我哋先嚟分享几节嘅圣经。
Let's first turn to several scriptural passages.
第一节喺罗马书第一章第十六节。
The first is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
请听我哋读。
Please listen as we read.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神嘅大能，要救一切相信嘅。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
第二处圣经系记载喺路加福音第十二章。
Then let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
第四十九节开始。
We'll begin with verse 49.
路加福音第十二章第四十九节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse beginning with verse 49.
我们会读到第五十三节。
We'll actually be reading through verse 53.
我来要把火丢在地上。倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的么？
I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
我有当受的浸，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished.
你们以为我来是叫地上太平么？我告诉你们，不是，那是叫人纷争。
Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on earth?I tell you, no, but rather division.
从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人和两个人相争，两个人和三个人相争。
For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three.
父亲和儿子相争，儿子和父亲相争，母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和媳妇相争。媳妇和婆婆相争。
They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law.
我哋再嚟睇最后一处嘅圣经喺马太福音。
And then let's
第四章。
Turn to the last scriptural passage we'll read together, which is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
我哋从第十八节读到第二十节。
We'll begin with verse 18. We'll read through verse 22.
马太福音四章十八到二十。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22.
二十二节系啱啊，佢英文讲啱。嗱，请听我哋读。
Please listen as we read.
耶稣喺加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈。在海里撒网，他们本来是打鱼的。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And they immediately left the nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见兄弟二人，就是西庇太儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西庇太在船上补网。耶稣就招呼他们。
And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them.
他们立刻舍了船, 别了父亲, 跟从了耶稣。
And they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him.
圣经我们暂时读这么多。
We'll end our scripture reading here for today.
不知道大家还记不记得上次最后跟大家讲过一节的圣经，就在但以理书里面一节圣经叫做很激励的。
I wonder if brothers and sisters may recall in our last time together in sharing, I ended with this particular passage as recorded in the book of Daniel. It's a passage that is of great encouragement to each one of us.
就那些多人归义的必发光如星直到永永远远。
And those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of... No, I'm sorry. Those who lead the many to righteousness will be like stars forever and ever.
那神给我们的激励就是那些多多引人向耶稣传福音叫人信主的。
This is the Lord's encouragement for us to be those individuals to go forward to lead many into salvation.
那是神所给我们的赏赐，就一日主要报答我们，就叫我们能够发光如星，直到永永远远。
And this is the reward that is granted by God through Christ to those individuals, that they shall be like stars forever and ever.
这个给我们是一个很荣耀的应许。
This is such a glorious promise.
我们记得当主来到地上的时候，
Do you remember when the Lord descended on this earth?
当主要升天的时候,
after his passage here and he was to ascend once again to the heavens,
我们都知道主给信他人一个极大的使命。
We know that the Lord gave his followers a great commandment.
你们要去,
and he says, go and make disciples of men.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们来施浸。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have to realize that when we go forward to evangelize, this is a commandment that the Lord has given to us. Not only does it give us a commandment, but it will also come with a reward.
所以如果没有人来到传这个福音，有谁能够信主呢？
But if no one goes forward to evangelize, to tell of this good news, then who would believe?
如果没有人能够未曾听见他，怎样能够信他呢？
And if no one has heard, then how will anyone believe?
没有传道的，又怎样能够听到呢？
And how should they hear if there is no preacher?
如果没有奉差遣的，又怎样能够去传道呢？
And how will anyone preach unless they are sent?
所以在我们的主耶稣，他看一件事是很美丽的。
So in the Lord's perspective, he values something extremely highly.
如果今天我说你漂亮，没什么用的。
If I tell you you're beautiful today, actually that doesn't amount to very much.
但如果主说我们是漂亮的时候，这个就宝贵了。
But if the Lord says you are beautiful, wow, that's something to treasure.
究竟圣经说什么是美丽呢？
But in the Bible, what is beautiful?
其中一样的美丽是这样的。
One thing that is beautiful is the following.
听着了啊。
Please listen.
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Those who have...
在罗马书10章15节。
How beautiful is the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
How beautiful, 何等佳美，何等美丽，就报福音传喜信的人，他脚中何等的佳美。
Says how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
我想象有一日主说我们美丽。
We hope that one day the Lord will look at us and say that we are beautiful.
原来我们传福音的时候，是主看为美丽的。
When we go forward to evangelize, that is deemed beautiful by the Lord.
原来去传福音的时候，我觉得有一样东西是很重要的。
When we go forward to evangelize, there is one thing that I found to be very important.
你有没有发觉呢？ 傳福音的人不愛主的，我就很少見到傳福音的人不愛主的。
Is it possible that you would find someone out in the missions field evangelizing who does not love the Lord? I would dare say that I would not be able to find anyone like that.
凡是傳福音的人呢，他都是一個愛主的人。
Each one who goes forward to evangelize must be someone who loves the Lord.
在我們身上每天都有一件很奇妙的事情，我們裡面是會感覺得到的。
Now there's something that's very amazing, love, that, something that we know ourselves in our hearts.
甚至乎你個人去傳福音的時候都是同樣的。
And when you go forward to tell someone about the gospel, you see that it's appropriate.
如果你裡面的屬靈境況不好的時候呢，你都不想去傳福音。
And that is this situation. If you were not right with the Lord, you would not take on the task to go forward to tell the gospel.
凡你想去為主傳福音的時候呢，你裡面的屬靈境況呢，都會是比較好一點。
Whenever you go forward to proceed to tell the gospel to someone, your situation before the Lord must be on the proper path.
我唔知道點樣去解釋呢件事情。
I don't really know how to explain it very clearly.
但我覺得係好真實嘅。
But I know that it's true.
當一個人願意去為主傳福音嘅時候咧，佢屬靈嘅境況都會好啲嘅。
When someone who proceeds to evangelize for the Lord, his or her spiritual situation must be proper.
當一個人唔願意傳福音嘅時候咧，佢嗰個屬靈境況咧好極都有限嘅。
But conversely, if someone does not want to go forward to evangelize and tell the gospel, there is a limit to how well that person's spiritual condition is.
其實咧，傳福音咧，對我哋信主嘅人嚟講咧，係一個屬靈嘅運動。
In actuality, for those of us who have already believed in the Lord, evangelism actually is a spiritual exercise.
我哋知道我哋好多人去做運動做體操嚇。
I know, you know, we know many people who run as exercise.
當我做運動嘅時候咧，我知道我身體得到一啲益處。
We know that when we participate in any form of exercise, it is beneficial to our body.
原來傳福音咧係信徒一個屬靈嘅運動，叫我哋嘅靈性得到益處。
As it turns out, evangelism is a form of spiritual exercise for us. It is to the benefit of our spiritual life.
當然傳福音是叫人信主。
Yes, when you go to evangelize, you hopefully would reap the harvest of having someone believe in the Lord.
但好奇妙的一件事情呢，在你不知不覺當中，當你去傳福音的時候呢，對你屬靈的生命是大有好處。
But quite amazingly, even unbeknownst to you, when you go forward to evangelize, you are actually benefiting your own spiritual life.
死海點解會成為死海呢？
Why is the Dead Sea a dead sea?
因为它有入没出，所以就成为死海。
It's because it's a body of water that has water that flows into it, but does not have a source for it to go flow out.
但如果有入有出的时候，这个人的属灵的生命就能够长进了。
But if there is a source that comes in, and there is also a source for it to go out from that particular body, then that particular individual will thrive spiritually.
咁我哋又好知道，當我哋傳福音嘅時候咧，我哋裏邊我哋呢、這個會更加比我哋更加貼近主嘅。
When we go forward to evangelize for the Lord, we draw ever closer to the Lord.
喺呢個以弗所書咧，我讀過嗰度有講到咧，一個真戰嘅裏邊咧，有個人咧著起一個全套嘅軍裝。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us about an individual that's going out to for a spiritual battle who puts on the full armor of God.
在这套全副的军装里边呢，讲到他的只脚的。
And in this armor, one of the portions that talks about the whole armor, it refers to the feet of this particular individual.
咁啊，我哋冇时间成套军装嚟讲吓。
We don't have the time to go through the whole armor of God.
但讲到脚嗰度咧，佢系点讲咧
？But what does it say when it comes to the feet of that soldier？
喺呢个以弗所书六章第十五节嗰度系咁讲啊，用平安嘅福音当作预备走路嘅鞋穿喺脚上。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15 it reads, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace."
用平安嘅福音当作预备走路嘅鞋穿喺脚上。
Having put on to your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace.
除非你唔去征战。
Unless you don't go into battle,
如果你要真有属灵的真战的话，你一定要穿上这个福音的鞋。
For anyone who does go into the battle, they must put on these shoes.
用平安的福音当作走路的鞋。
And the shoes are the preparation of the gospel of peace.
你有没有出街不穿鞋的？
Have you ever gone barefoot as you go out to run an errand?
不会啊。
I don't think so, right?
你有没有见过伊拉克打仗嗰啲兵唔穿鞋的？
Have you seen one of our soldiers in Iraq that is barefooted?
更加不会啦。
Of course not.
所以我哋知道我哋要出去为主征战嘅时候，呢、这个预备呢、这个福音嘅鞋，福音当作平安预备走路嘅鞋咧，系好适合嘅。
So when we are prepared to enter into battle for the Lord, then it is quite appropriate for us to put on shoes for the preparation of the gospel of peace.
去到边度？
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在个零月之前和大家交通过一次传福音。
About a month or so ago, I had the opportunity to share, brothers and sisters, in regards to the gospel or evangelism.
不知大家还记不记得？
I wonder if brothers and sisters might still recall.
不知有没有能够提醒弟兄姊妹们，我们多些去传福音。
For us to remember,to remind brothers and sisters to involve ourselves in the evangelism even more.
我哋开始，我哋今日咧还有呢、这个负担，要喺传福音呢件事情上边继续嚟到交通。
For this morning, I continue to have this burden in my heart to share with brothers and sisters along this message of evangelism.
我哋先嚟分享几节嘅圣经。
Let's first turn to several scriptural passages.
第一节在罗马书第一章第十六节。
The first is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
请听我哋读。
Please listen as we read.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
第二处圣经是记载在路加福音第十二章。
Then let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
第四十九节开始。
We'll begin with verse 49.
路加福音第十二章第四十九节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verse beginning with verse 49.
我哋会读到第五十三节。
We will actually be reading through verse 53.
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的么
？I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
我有当受的浸。还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢
？But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished.
你们以为我来是叫地上太平么？我告诉你们，不是，那是叫人纷争。
Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you, no, but rather division.
从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人和两个人相争。两个人和三个人相争。
For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three.
父亲和儿子相争，儿子和父亲相争，母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和媳妇相争，媳妇和婆婆相争。
They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother.Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law.
我再嚟睇最后一处嘅圣经喺马太福音。
And then let's
第四章。
Turn to the last scriptural passage we'll read together, which is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
我哋从第十八节读到第二十节。
We'll begin with verse 18. We'll read through verse 22.
马太福音四章十八到二十。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22.
22节是对的，他英文讲对。请听我来读。
Please listen as we read.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本来是打鱼的。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And they immediately left the nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见兄弟二人，就是西庇太儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰。同他们的父亲西庇太在船上补网，耶稣就招呼他们。
And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them.
他们就立刻舍了，他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
And they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him.
聖經我哋暫時讀咁多。
We'll end our scripture reading here for today.
唔知大家仲記唔記得上次最尾咧，同大家講過一節嘅聖經，就喺但以理書最尾但以理書裏邊一節聖經叫做好得激勵嘅。
I wonder if brothers and sisters may recall in our last time together and sharing, I ended with this particular passage as recorded in the book of Daniel. It's a passage that is of great encouragement to each one of us.
就那时多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
And those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of... No, I'm sorry. Those who lead the many to righteousness will be like stars forever and ever.
那是神给我们的激励，就那些多多引人向耶稣传福音，叫人信主的。
This is...The Lord's encouragement for us to be those individuals to go forward to lead many into salvation.
那是神所给我的赏赐，就是一日主要报答我们，就叫我们能够发光如星，直到永永远远。
And this is the reward that is granted by God through Christ to those individuals, that they shall be like stars forever and ever.
这个给我们是一个很荣耀的应许。
This is such a glorious promise.
我们记得当主来到地上的时候，
We remember when the Lord descended on this earth?
当主要升天了的时候，
After his passage here and he was to ascend once again to the heavens,
我们都知道主给信他的人一个极大的使命。
We know that the Lord gave his followers a great commandment.
你们要去，使万民作我的门徒。
And he says, go and make disciples of men.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们来施浸。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们要认识到原来传福音呢，是主给我们的命令。
We have to realize that when we go forward to evangelize, this is a commandment that the Lord has given to us.
并且主发出的命令也都有奖赏来给过我们。
Not only does it give us a commandment, but it will also come with a reward.
所以如果没有人来到传这个福音，有谁能够信主呢？
But if no one goes forward to evangelize, to tell of this good news, then who would believe?
如果没有人能够未曾听见他，怎样能够信他呢？
And if no one has heard, then how will anyone believe?
没传道的又怎样能够听到呢？
And how should they hear if there is no preacher?
如果没有奉差遣的又怎样能够去传道呢？
And how will anyone preach unless they are sent?
所以呢在我们的主耶稣呢，他看一件事呢是很美丽的。
So in the Lord's perspective, he values something extremely highly.
如果今天我说你漂亮没什么用的。
If I tell you you're beautiful today, actually that doesn't amount to very much.
但呢如果主说我们是漂亮的时候呢，这个就宝贝了。
But if the Lord says you are beautiful, wow, that's something to treasure.
究竟圣经说什么东西是美丽呢？
But in the Bible, what is beautiful?
其中一样的美丽是这样的。
One thing that is beautiful is the following.
听着了。
Please listen.
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Those who have,
在罗马书十章十五节。
How beautiful is the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
How beautiful, 何等佳美，何等美丽，就报福音传喜信的人，他脚中何等的佳美。
Says how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
我是想象有一日主话我们美丽。
We hope that one day the Lord will look at us and say that we are beautiful.
原来我们传福音的时候呢，是主看为美丽的。
When we go forward to evangelize, that is deemed beautiful by the Lord.
原来呢，是去传福音的时候呢，我觉得有一样嘢系好紧要嘅。
When we go forward to evangelize, there is one thing that I found to be very important.
你有冇发觉咧？传福音嘅人唔爱主嘅，我就好少见到传福音嘅人唔爱主嘅。
Is it possible that you would find someone out in the missions field evangelizing who does not love the Lord? I would dare say that I would not be able to find anyone like that.
凡系传福音嘅人咧，佢都系一个爱主嘅人。
Each one who goes forward to evangelize must be someone who loves the Lord.
在我们身上每天都有一件很奇妙的事情，我们里面是会感觉到的。
Now there is something that's very amazing, something that we know ourselves in our hearts.
甚至乎你个人去传福音的时候都是同样的。
And when you go forward to tell someone about the gospel, you see that it's appropriate.
如果你里边个属灵嘅境况唔好嘅时候咧，你都唔想去传福音。
And that is this situation. If you were not right with the Lord, you would not take on the task to go forward to tell the gospel.
凡你想去为主传福音嘅时候咧，你里边属灵嘅境况咧，都会系比较好啲嘅。
Whenever you go forward to proceed to tell the gospel to someone, your situation before the Lord must be on the proper path.
我唔知道點樣去解釋呢件事情。
I don't really know how to explain it very clearly.
但我覺得係好真實嘅。
But I know that it's true.
當一個人願意去為主傳福音嘅時候咧，佢屬靈嘅境況都會好啲嘅。
When someone who proceeds to evangelize for the Lord, his or her spiritual situation must be proper.
當一個人唔願意傳福音嘅時候咧，佢嗰個屬靈境況咧，好極都有限嘅。
But conversely, if someone does not want to go forward to evangelize and tell the gospel, there is a limit to how well that person's spiritual condition is.
其实咧，传福音咧，对我哋信主嘅人嚟讲咧，系一个属灵嘅运动。
In actuality, for those of us who have already believed in the Lord, evangelism actually is a spiritual exercise.
我哋知道我哋好多人去做运动、做体操吓。
I know, you know, we know many people who run as exercise.
当我做运动的时候，我知道我身体得到一些益处。
We know that when we participate in any form of exercise, it is beneficial to our body.
原来传福音呢，是信徒一个属灵的运动，叫我们的灵性得到益处。
As it turns out, evangelism is a form of spiritual exercise for us. It is to the benefit of our spiritual life.
当然传福音是叫人信主。
Yes, when you go to evangelize, you hopefully would reap the harvest of having someone believe in the Lord.
但好奇妙的一件事情呢，在你不知不觉当中，当你去传福音的时候呢，对你属灵的生命是大有好处。
But quite amazingly, even unbeknownst to you, when you go forward to evangelize, you are actually benefiting your own spiritual life.
死海为什么会成为死海呢？
Why is the Dead Sea?A dead sea.
因为它有入没出，所以就成为死海。
It's because it's a body of water that has water that flows into it, but does not have a source for it to go flow out.
但如果有入有出的时候，这个人的属灵的生命就能够长进了。
But if there is a source that comes in, and there is also a source for it to go out from that particular body, then that particular individual will thrive spiritually.
咁我哋又好知道，当我哋传福音嘅时候咧，我里边我哋呢、這个会更加比我哋更加贴近主嘅。
When we go forward to evangelize for the Lord, we draw ever closer to the Lord.
喺呢个以弗所书咧，我读过嗰度有讲到咧，一个真战嘅里边咧，有个人咧着起一个全套嘅军装，
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us about an individual that's going out to for a spiritual battle who puts on the full armor of God.
在这套全副的军装里边呢，啊，讲到佢嗰只脚嘅。
And in this armor, one of the portions that talks about the whole armor, it refers to the feet of this particular individual.
咁啊，我哋冇时间成套军装嚟讲吓。
We don't have the time to go through the whole armor of God.
啊，但系讲到脚嗰度咧，佢系点讲咧？
But what does it say when it comes to the feet of that soldier?
喺呢个以弗所书6章第15节嗰度系咁讲啊，用平安嘅福音当作预备走路嘅鞋穿喺脚上。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15 it reads, And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Having put on to your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace.
除非你不去征战。
Unless you don't go into battle,
如果你要有属灵的征战的话，你一定要穿上这个福音的鞋。
For anyone who does go into the battle, They must put on these shoes.
用平安福音当作走路的鞋。
And the shoes are the preparation of the gospel of peace.
你有没有出街不穿鞋的?
Have you ever gone barefoot as you go out to run an errand?
不会啊。
I don't think so, right?
你有没有见过伊拉克打仗那些兵不穿鞋的?
Have you seen one of our soldiers in Iraq that is barefooted?
更加不会啦。
Of course not.
所以我哋知道我要出去为主征战嘅时候，呢个预备呢个福音嘅鞋，福音当作平安预备走路嘅鞋咧，系好适合嘅。So
when we are prepared to enter into battle for the Lord, then it is quite appropriate for us to put on shoes for the preparation of the gospel of peace.
去到边度？
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
喺个零月之前同大家交通过一次全福音。
About a month or so ago, I had the opportunity to share, brothers and sisters, in regards to the gospel or evangelism.
唔知大家仲记唔记得？
I wonder if brothers and sisters might still recall.
唔知有冇能够提醒弟兄姊妹们，我哋多啲去传福音。
For us to remember. To remind brothers and sisters to involve ourselves in the evangelism even more.
我开始，我今日咧还有呢个负担，要喺传福音呢件事情上边继续嚟到交通。
For this morning, I continue to have this burden in my heart to share with brothers and sisters along this message of evangelism.
我哋先嚟分享几节嘅圣经。
Let's first turn to several scriptural passages.
第一节在罗马书第一章第十六节。
The first is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
请听我哋读。
Please listen as we read.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
第二处圣经是记载在路加福音第十二章。
Then let's turn to the gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
第49节开始。
We'll begin with verse 49.
路加福音第十二章第49节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 12 verse beginning with verse 49.
我哋会读到第53节。
We will actually be reading through verse 53.
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的么？
I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
我有当受嘅浸。 还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished.
你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是，那是叫人纷争。
Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you, no, but rather division.
从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人和两个人相争，两个人和三个人相争。
For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three.
父亲和儿子相争，儿子和父亲相争，母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和媳妇相争，媳妇和婆婆相争。
They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law.
我们再来看最后一处的圣经，在马太福音
And then let's
第四章。
Turn to the last scriptural passage we'll read together, which is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
我们从第十八节读到第二十节。
We'll begin with verse 18, we'll read through verse 22.
马太福音四章十八到二十。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22.
22节是对的，他英文讲对。请听我们读。
Please listen as we read.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本来是打鱼的。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And they immediately left the nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见兄弟二人，就是西庇太儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰。同他们的父亲西庇太在船上补网，耶稣就招呼他们。
And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them.
他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
And they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him.
圣经我哋暂时读咁多。
We'll end our scripture reading here for today.
唔知大家仲记唔记得上次最尾咧，同大家讲过一节嘅圣经，就喺但以理书最尾但以理书里边一节圣经叫做好得激励嘅。
I wonder if brothers and sisters may recall in our last time together and sharing, I ended with this particular passage as recorded in the book of Daniel. It's a passage that is of great encouragement to each one of us.
就那些多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
And those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of... No, I'm sorry. Those who lead the many to righteousness will be like stars forever and ever.
那是神给我们的激励，就是那些多多引人向耶稣传福音叫人信主的。
This is...The Lord's encouragement for us to be those individuals, to go forward, to lead many into salvation.
那是神所给我的赏赐，就是一日主要报答我们，就叫我们能够发光如星，直到永永远远。
And this is the reward that is granted by God through Christ to those individuals, that they shall be like stars forever and ever.
这个给我们是一个很荣耀的应许。
This is such a glorious promise.
我们记得当主来到地上的时候，
We remember when the Lord descended on this earth.
当主要升天的时候，
After his passage here and he was to ascend once again to the heavens.
我们都知道主给信他人一个极大的使命。
We know that the Lord gave his followers a great commandment.
你们要去，使万民作我的门徒。
And he says, go and make disciples of men.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们来施浸。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们要认识到原来传福音呢，是主给我们的命令。
We have to realize that when we go forward to evangelize, this is a commandment that the Lord has given to us.
并且主发出的命令也都有奖赏来给我们。
Not only does it give us a commandment, but it will also come with a reward.
所以如果冇人嚟到传个福音，有边个能够信住呢？
But if no one goes forward to evangelize, to tell of this good news, then who would believe?
如果冇人能够未曾听见佢，点样能够信佢呢？
And if no one has heard, then how will anyone believe?
冇传道嘅，又点样能够听到呢？
And how should they hear if there is no preacher?
如果冇奉差遣嘅，又点样能够去传道呢？
And how will anyone preach unless they are sent?
所以呢在我们的主耶稣呢，他看一件事呢是很美丽的。
So in the Lord's perspective, he values something extremely highly.
如果今天我说你漂亮呢，没什么用的。
If I tell you you're beautiful today, actually that doesn't amount to very much.
但呢，如果主说我们是漂亮的时候呢，这个就宝贝了。
But if the Lord says you are beautiful, wow, that's something to treasure.
究竟圣经话乜嘢系美丽呢？
But in the Bible, what is beautiful?
其中一样嘅美丽系咁样嘅。
One thing that is beautiful is the following.
听住咯啊。
Please listen.
报福音传喜信嘅人，佢他们的脚中何等佳美。
Those who have
喺罗马书十章十五节啊。
How beautiful is the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
How beautiful, 何等佳美何等美丽就报福音传喜讯的人他脚中何等的佳美。
So it's how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
我是想象有一日主说我们美丽
We want, we hope,that one day the Lord will look at us and say that we are beautiful.
原来我们传福音的时候呢，是主渴望美丽的。
When we go forward to evangelize, that is deemed beautiful by the Lord.
原来呢，是去传福音的时候呢，我觉得有一样东西是很重要的。
When we go forward to evangelize, there is one thing that I found to be very important.
你有没有发觉呢，传福音的人不爱主的，我就很少见到传福音的人不爱主的。
Is it possible that you would find someone out in the missions field evangelizing who does not love the Lord? I would dare say that I would not be able to find anyone like that.
凡是传福音的人呢，他都是一个爱主的人。
Each one who goes forward to evangelize must be someone who loves the Lord.
在我们身上每天都有一件很奇妙的事情，我们里面是会感觉得到的。
Now there's something that's very amazing, something that we know ourselves in our hearts.
甚至乎你个人去传福音嘅时候，都系同样嘅。
And when you go forward to tell someone about the gospel, you see that it's appropriate.
如果你里边个属灵嘅境况唔好嘅时候咧，你都唔想去传福音。
And that is this situation. If you are not right with the Lord, you would not take on the task to go forward to tell the gospel.
凡你想去为主传福音的时候，你里面属灵的境况都会比较好一点。
Whenever you go forward to proceed to tell the gospel to someone, your situation before the Lord must be on the proper path.
我不知道怎样去解释这件事情。
I don't really know how to explain it very clearly.
但我觉得是很真实的。
But I know that it's true.
当一个人愿意去为主传福音的时候呢，他属灵的境况都会好一点。
When someone who proceeds to evangelize for the Lord, his or her spiritual situation must be proper.
当一个人不愿意传福音的时候呢，他那个属灵的境况呢，好极都有限的。
But conversely, if someone does not want to go forward to evangelize and tell the gospel, there is a limit to how well that person's spiritual condition is.
其实呢，传福音对我们信主的人来说是一个属灵的运动。
In actuality, for those of us who have already believed in the Lord, evangelism actually is a spiritual exercise.
我们知道我们很多人去做运动做体操。
I know, you know, we know many people who run as exercise.
当我们做运动的时候，我们知道我身体得到一些益处。
We know that when we participate in any form of exercise, it is beneficial to our body.
原来传福音呢，是信徒一个属灵的运动，叫我们的灵性得到益处。
As it turns out, evangelism is a form of spiritual exercise for us. It is to the benefit of our spiritual life.
当然传福音是叫人信主。
Yes.When you go to evangelize, you hopefully would reap the harvest of having someone believe in the Lord.
但很奇妙的一件事情呢, 在你不知不觉当中，当你去传福音的时候，对你属灵的生命是大有好处。
But quite amazingly, even unbeknownst to you, when you go forward to evangelize, you are actually benefiting your own spiritual life.
啊，死海为什么会成为死海呢？
Why is the Dead Sea a Dead Sea?
啊，因为它有入没出，所以就成为死海。
It's because it's a body of water that has water that flows into it, but does not have a source for it to go flow out.
啊，但如果有入有出的时候呢，这个人的属灵的生命呢就能够长进了。
But if there is a source that comes in, and there is also a source for it to go out from that particular body, then that particular individual will thrive spiritually.
啊，咁我哋又好知道，当我哋传福音嘅时候呢，我里边我哋呢、这个。会更加比我们更加接近主的。
When we go forward to evangelize for the Lord, we draw ever closer to the Lord.
在这个以弗所书呢，我读过那里有讲到呢，一个真战里面有一个人呢，穿起一个全套的军装。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us about an individual that's going out to, for a spiritual battle who puts on the full armor of God.
在这套全副的军装里面呢，讲到佢嗰只脚嘅。
And in this armor, one of the portions that talks about the whole armor, it refers to the feet of this particular individual.
咁我哋冇时间成套军装嚟讲吓。
We don't have the time to go through the whole armor of God.
啊，但系讲到脚嗰度咧，佢系点讲咧
？But what does it say when it comes to the feet of that soldier?
喺呢个以弗所书六章第十五节嗰度系咁讲啊，用平安嘅福音当作预备走路嘅鞋穿喺脚上。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15 it reads, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace."
啊，用平安嘅福音当作预备走路嘅鞋穿喺脚上。
Having put on to your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace.
啊，除非你唔去征战。
Unless you don't go into battle,
如果你要真有属灵的真战的话，你一定要穿上这个福音的鞋。
For anyone who does go into the battle, they must put on these shoes.
用平安的福音当作走路的鞋。
And the shoes are the preparation of the gospel of peace.
你有没有出街不穿鞋的？
Have you ever gone barefoot as you go out to run an errand?
不会哈。
I don't think so, right?
你有没有见过伊拉克打仗的兵不穿鞋的？
Have you seen one of our soldiers in Iraq that is barefooted?
啊，更加唔会啦。
Of course not.
啊，所以我哋知道我哋要出去为主征战嘅时候，呢、这个预备呢、这个福音嘅鞋，福音当作平安预备走路嘅鞋咧，系好适合嘅。
So when we are prepared to enter into battle for the Lord, then it is quite appropriate for us to put on shoes for the preparation of the gospel of peace.
去到边度？
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，喺个零月之前同大家交通过一次传福音。
About a month or so ago, I had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters in regards to the gospel or evangelism.
啊，唔知大家仲记唔记得
？I wonder if brothers and sisters might still recall.
啊，唔知有冇能够提醒弟兄姊妹们，我哋多啲去传福音。
For us to remember.To remind brothers and sisters to involve ourselves in the evangelism even more.
我哋开始，我哋今日咧还有呢、这个负担，要喺传福音呢件事情上边继续嚟到交通。
For this morning, I continue to have this burden in my heart to share with brothers and sisters along this message of evangelism.
我哋先嚟分享几节嘅圣经。
Let's first turn to several scriptural passages.
第一节喺罗马书第一章第十六节。
The first is found in Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
请听我哋读。
Please listen as we read.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
第二处圣经是记载在路加福音第十二章。
Then let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12.
第四十九节开始。
We'll begin with verse 49.
路加福音第十二章第四十九节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verse beginning with verse 49.
我哋会读到第五十三节。
We will actually be reading through verse 53.
我来要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的么
？I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
我有当受嘅浸。还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢
？But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished.
你们以为我来是叫地上太平么？我告诉你们，不是，那是叫人纷争。
Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you, no, but rather division.
从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人和两个人相争。两个人和三个人相争。
For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three.
父亲和儿子相争，儿子和父亲相争，母亲和女儿相争，女儿和母亲相争，婆婆和媳妇相争，媳妇和婆婆相争。
They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother.Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law.
我们再来看最后一处的圣经，在马太福音
第四章。And then let's turn to the last scriptural passage we'll read together, which is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
我们从第十八节读到第二十节。
We'll begin with verse 18, we'll read through verse 22.
马太福音四章十八到二十。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 through 22.
22节是对的，他英文说对。
Please listen as we read.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网，他们本来是打鱼的。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣对他们说来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
他们就立刻舍了网跟从了他。
And they immediately left the nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见兄弟二人，就是西庇太儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰。同他们的父亲西庇太在船上补网，耶稣就招呼他们。
And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them.
他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
And they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him.
圣经我哋暂时读咁多。
We'll end our scriptural reading here for today.
唔知大家仲记唔记得上次最尾咧，同大家讲过一节嘅圣经，就喺但以理书最尾但以理书里边一节圣经叫我好得激励嘅。
I wonder if brothers and sisters may recall in our last time together and sharing, I ended with this particular passage as recorded in the book of Daniel. It's a passage that is.Of great encouragement to each one of us.
就那使多人归义嘅，必发光如星，直到永永远远。
And those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of. No, I'm sorry. Those who lead the many to righteousness will be like stars forever and ever.
那是神俾我哋嘅激励，就嗰啲多多引人向耶稣传福音叫人信主嘅。
This is.The Lord's encouragement for us to be those individuals to go forward to lead many into salvation.
那是神所给我的赏赐，就是一日主要报 答我哋，就叫我哋能够发光如星，直到永永远远。
And this is the reward that is granted by God through Christ to those individuals, that they shall be like stars forever and ever.
啊，呢个俾我哋一个好荣耀嘅应许啊。
This is such a glorious promise.
啊，我哋记得当主嚟到地上边嘅时候。
Do you remember when the Lord descended on this earth?
啊，当主要升天啦嘅时候。
After his passage here, and he was to ascend once again to the heavens.
我哋都知道主俾信佢人一个极大嘅使命。
We know that the Lord gave his followers a great commandment.
啊，话你哋要去，使万民作我嘅门徒。
And he says, "Go and make disciples of men."
啊，奉父子圣灵嘅名为佢哋嚟施浸。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我哋要认识到原来传福音咧。
We have to realize that when we go forward to evangelize, this is a commandment that the Lord has given to us. Not only does it give us a commandment, but it will also come with a reward. But if no one goes forward to evangelize, to tell of this good news, then who would believe?
如果冇人能够未曾听见佢，点样能够信佢呢
？And if no one has heard, then how will anyone believe？
啊，冇传道啊，又点样能够听到呢
？And how should they hear if there is no preacher？
啊，如果冇奉差遣嘅，又点样能够去传道呢
？And how will anyone preach unless they are sent？
啊，所以咧，啊喺我哋嘅主耶稣咧，佢睇一件事咧系好美丽嘅。
So in the Lord's perspective, He values something extremely highly.
如果今日我话你靓咧，冇乜用嘅。
If I tell you you're beautiful today, actually that doesn't amount to very much.
啊，但咧如果主话我哋系靓嘅时候咧，啊呢、这个就宝贝啦。
But if the Lord says you are beautiful, wow, that's something to treasure.
究竟圣经话乜嘢系美丽呢
？But in the Bible, what is beautiful？
其中一样嘅美丽系咁样嘅。
One thing that is beautiful is the following。
啊，听住咯啊
！Please listen。
报福音传喜信嘅人，他们的脚中何等佳美
！Those who have
喺罗马书十章十五节
How beautiful is the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
How beautiful, 何等佳美何等美丽就报福音传喜信的人他脚中何等的佳美
So it's how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.
我是想象有一日主说我们美丽
We hope,that one day the Lord will look at us and say that we are beautiful.
原来我们传福音的时候呢，是主看为美丽的。
When we go forward to evangelize, that is deemed beautiful by the Lord.
原来呢，是去传福音的时候呢，我觉得有一样东西是很重要的。
When we go forward to evangelize, there is one thing that I found to be very important.
你有没有发觉呢，传福音的人不爱主的我就好少见到传福音的人不爱主的。
Is it possible that you would find someone out in the missions field evangelizing who does not love the Lord? I would dare say that I would not be able to find anyone like that.
凡是传福音的人呢，他都是一个爱主的人。
Each one who goes forward to evangelize must be someone who loves the Lord.
在我们身上每天都有一件很奇妙的事情我们里面是会感觉得到的。
Now there's something that's very amazing, something that we know ourselves in our hearts.
甚至乎你个人去传福音嘅时候都系同样嘅。
And when you go forward to tell someone about the gospel, you see that it's appropriate.
如果你里边个属灵嘅境况唔好嘅时候咧，你都唔想去传福音。
And that is this situation. If you are not right with the Lord.You would not take on the task to go forward to tell the gospel.
凡你想去为主传福音的时候咧，你里边属灵嘅境况咧，都会系比较好啲嘅。
Whenever you go forward to proceed to tell the gospel to someone, your situation before the Lord must be on the proper path.
我唔知道点样去解释呢件事情。
I don't really know how to explain it very clearly.
但我觉得系好真实嘅。
But I know that it's true.
当一个人愿意去为主传福音的时候呢他属灵的境况都会好一点。
When someone who proceeds to evangelize for the Lord, his or her spiritual situation must be proper. But conversely, if someone does not want to go forward to evangelize and tell the gospel, there is a limit to how well that person's spiritual condition is.
其实呢,传福音呢,对我们信主人来说呢,
in actuality, for those of us who have already believed in the Lord, evangelism actually is a spiritual exercise.
我们知道我们很多人去做运动,做体操。
I know, you know, we know many people who run as exercise.
当我做运动的时候,我知道我身体得到一些益处。
We know that when we participate in any form of exercise, it is beneficial to our body.
原来传福音是信徒一个属灵的运动,叫我们的灵性得到益处。
As it turns out, evangelism is a form of spiritual exercise for us. It is to the benefit of our spiritual life.
当然传福音是叫人信主。
Yes, when you go to evangelize, you hopefully would reap the harvest of having someone believe in the Lord.
但很奇妙的一件事情,在你不知不觉当中,当你传福音的时候,对你属灵的生命是大有好处。
But quite amazingly, even unbeknownst to you, when you go forward to evangelize, you are actually benefiting your own spiritual life.
死海,为什么会成为死海呢?
Why is the Dead Sea a Dead Sea?
因为它有入没出,所以就成为死海。
It's because it's a body of water that has water that flows into it, but does not have a source for it to go flow out.
但如果有入有出的时候,这个人的属灵的生命就能够长进了。
But if there is a source that comes in, and there is also a source for it to go out from that particular body, then that particular individual will thrive spiritually.
我们又好知道,当我们传福音的时候,我们里面会更加贴近主的。
When we go forward to evangelize for the Lord, we draw ever closer to the Lord.
在这个以弗所书,我读过那里有讲到,一个真战里面有一个人穿着一个全套的军装。
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us about an individual that's going out to for a spiritual battle who puts on the full armor of God.
在这套全副的军装里面,讲到他的脚的。
And in this armor, one of the portions that talks about the whole armor, it refers to the feet of this particular individual.
那我们没时间,整套军装来讲。
We don't have the time to go through the whole armor of God.
但讲到脚那里,他是怎么讲呢?
But what does it say when it comes to the feet of that soldier?
在这个以弗所书6章第15节那里是这么讲的, 用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15 it reads, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Having put on to your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace.
除非你不去征战。
Unless you don't go into battle,
如果你要有属灵的征战的话,你一定要穿上这个福音的鞋。
For anyone who does go into the battle, they must put on these shoes.
用平安的福音当作走路的鞋。
And the shoes are the preparation of the gospel of peace.
你有没有出街不穿鞋的?
Have you ever gone barefoot as you go out to run an errand?
不会啊。
I don't think so, right?
你有没有见过伊拉克打仗那些兵不穿鞋的?
Have you seen one of our soldiers in Iraq that is barefooted?
更加不会啦。
Of course not.
所以我们知道我们要出去为主真正的时候,这个预备,这个福音的鞋,福音当作平安,预备走路的鞋,是很适合的。
So when we are prepared to enter into battle for the Lord, then it is quite appropriate for us to put on shoes for the preparation of the gospel of peace.
去到哪里?